We continue our learning. Leila Nishmas David Ben Achim Nishin Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in Shabbos Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin. Shlosha Devarim Tzarech Adam Lomar Besoch Beiso Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. Three things a person should say in his house, and in his house means he shouldn't be yelling them so that people only hear it within his house, the Gemara says. And Im Chashecha means leaving enough time before it gets dark for whatever needs to be done to be done. And these are the three things. Two are questions, inquiries from the people in the house, and one is a statement. Isartem, have you separated Maaser? Eravtem, have you set up the Eruv? And then Haliku Esaner, then the command, it's time to light the candle. So a little bit of background. We know from Seder Zrum, this should be a little bit familiar to us. The first question we ask the people in the house is, Isartem, have you, say, taken Maaser from the food we're going that we need for Shabbos? Now, why is that important? Because we've mentioned in Seder Zrayim that when it comes to produce that I have, I'm allowed to eat an achilas aroi, I'm allowed to snack from it before separating trumos and masros. That's true, but that only applies before Shabbos, meaning if I have produce that has, let's say you have, which before produce was completely prepared, it's processed, of course I have to separate, but it's not completely processed yet. So then, let's say I have it, it was harvested, it was threshed, but you didn't winnow it yet, or something like that, so it's not complete, it didn't have its full gemar malacha, you're allowed to have an achilas aroi. That's true. But once Shabbos comes, Shabbos automatically creates all food into an achilas keva. All food is an achilas keva. Once Shabbos comes, even a snack is considered a meal, and you're not allowed to eat this produce until you separate trumos and masros, even though the produce did not have a gemar malacha. We view all snacks, all foods on Shabbos as an achilas keva. So that's the first question we have to ask. Did you take maaser or before from the produce? And then we ask about Eravtem. There are two types of Erevin that need to be set up. One is an Erev Chatzeros. We'll speak about that in Maseches Erevin. Erev Chatzeros allows us to carry, in our community, we are on the streets, allows people, if they have a joint chatzer between them, the people in the various houses can carry in the common courtyard. They have to make an Erev Chatzeros, where you take, everyone chips in a little bit of money, and they buy a loaf, they bake a loaf of bread. Everyone gives a little flour, they bake a loaf of bread. Today we have a box of matzah, and the rabbi is Zoche, acquires that on behalf of everybody else for everyone's benefit, so that we can use the common areas in front of people's homes, the streets, etc., in order to carry, because that's an issue of carrying. Even if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, you have the area enclosed with what we call an Eruv, you still, that's not really an Eruv, it's a Tzuras HaPesach, we still need an Eruv Chatzeros. So that's a question we have to ask. There's also Eruv Tchumen. A person wants to walk more than 2,000 Amos past the city's limits, you have to set up, as we'll learn in Maseches Erevin, an Eruv Tchumen. Also, it could be a box of matzah, it could be other types of food as well. Erev Chatzeros is supposed to be bread, and Erev Tchumen can be other foods, as long as there's enough food for two meals, and you set that up at the end, let's say, of the 2,000 Amos in order to walk another 2,000 Amos. So that also, we have to ask that question, was that set up, was that done? And once those were done, then we can tell everyone, Hadlik Resaner, it's time to light the candle. But what about the following? Safek chashecha, safek ein chashecha. It's now what we call bein hashmashos. It's a safek whether it's dark or not. Bein hashmashos is a time where it's safek yom, safek laila. There's a comment of the Ritva in Maseches Yuma, I believe, where he has this idea, and Rav Soloveitchik developed this, that this time is its own entity. It has certain characteristics of day and certain characteristics of night. It's not like it may be day, it may be night. No, it's a combination of both. Bein Hashmashos. When is Bein Hashmashos? So, according to the Gaonim, we're most familiar with the opinion of the Gaonim that Bein Hashmashos is between Shkia and Seis HaKochavim, between the setting of the sun and Seis HaKochavim, which is approximately in Eretz Yisrael is 13 and a half minutes. But in other parts of the world, where that time period is extended. We assume in our parts of the world, it's 30 minutes, maybe 40 minutes, maybe 50 minutes between Shkia and Seisa Kochavim. So it's a lengthier Ben Hashmashes. And then there's a famous opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, where Rabbeinu Tam felt that there are two Shkios, there are two sunsets. The first is when the sun, it can no longer be seen below the horizon, but yeah, the rays of the sun we can see. So that's not the full Shkia yet, and certainly not Seisa Kochavim. Afterwards, after that time period, 58 and a half minutes later, that's when the day is over, and that's when we have the second sunset, so to speak, and then Ben Hashmashos begins. And the Ben Hashmashos period, according to him, lasts 13 and a half minutes. And that's when we have this doubt. It's much, much later. We would look at it and say it's already dark. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, that 13 and a half minutes after the 15 and a half minutes is, that 13 and a half minutes is the Ben Hashmashos after the second Shkia. And we're not sure if it's day or night. And then after that, 72 minutes later, meaning after those 13 and a half minutes and 15 and a half minutes are up, from Shkia, 72 minutes later, now it's definitely Tzeisa Kochavim. So, at this time period, whatever this Suffolk time period is, Ben Hashmashos of twilight, we like to call it, what are the halachos then? So it seems there are going to be some leniencies that we have because it's not yet dark on Shabbos. We're talking about from on Friday going into Shabbos. So Mishnah says at this point, Ein Ma'asin Es Havadai, if you have something that for sure hasn't had trumas and maasers taken from it, it's too late to separate maasers. Separating maasers is considered like tikkun. It's like fixing something. It's an issur d'rabbanan to separate trumas and maasers, almost like fixing a kli, not allowed. Vein matbilin es hakelim. You have a kli that became tamei, has to go, goes to the mikvah, not allowed to do that. That's all considered fixing, because it's halachically fixing, rectifying something, making it usable, not allowed. Same thing is true, by the way, of buying a kli from a non-Jew where it has to go to the mikvah, also not allowed, on a Shabbos or Yontif. And at this point, Ben Hashmashos as well. Vein matligin es haneros, nor are you allowed to light the candles. It's too late to light the candles at this point after Shkia when it's Ben Hashmashos. But Ben Hashmashos, we do allow the following. Avol ma'asen es hademai. Demai, when I buy produce from an Am Haaretz, where I know Truma was separated, and maybe Maser was separated as well, we do allow you to separate Maser. It's only Misafek anyway, so I may not be making a tikkun anyway. Ume arvin. And we allow you to set up not an Erev Tchumen, because an Erev Tchumen is a, that is, it has a source, Mida Oraisa. So an Erev Tchumen, which allows walking permissible, is like, fixing a kli, so to speak, and is not allowed during Ben Hashmashos, but an Erev Chatzeros, which is only Mida Rabbanon, that is allowed Ben Hashmashos. That's Uma Arvin. That's the type of Erev we allow Ben Hashmashos. V'tomin in a sachamin, and you're allowed to insulate hot food. We'll speak about Hatmana in the fourth parak, insulating hot food on Friday, or you were not allowed to do that with a material which adds heat. That's not allowed. But before Shabbos, I am allowed to insulate something with the item that doesn't add heat. Let's say aluminum foil or a towel. Those don't add heat. There are items, we'll see, which do add heat. So I'm allowed to insulate on Friday with an item that does not add heat. I can insulate the food completely around. But the chiddush of this mishnah is I can even do that on Friday, Bein Hashmashos, just not when Shabbos starts. When Shabbos starts, you can't insulate the food even with an item, even with material which does not add heat. It's just that it keeps, maintains, or preserves the heat that you have. Okay, we begin the third Perek called Kira, and we're going to learn this Mishnah two very different ways. But both are important because both opinions are quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and we made mention of this a little bit in the first parak. Says the Mishnah, Akira she'esikua bikash uvigvava. Akira is a stove. In those days, they had a stove. It was called the Kirayim. They had a place, an earthenware stove, a place for two pots. And I fired it up. What I'm using here is not typical firewood. I'm using straw or gvava, which is stubble. So this is part of the grain stalk, or the lower part of the grain stalk, upper part, Either way, this is not something that turns into coals. And since it doesn't turn into coals, the key of this whole Mishnah is, am I afraid that the person, because the food is not getting cooked quick enough, the person is going to stoke the coals, rake the coals, move them around, and stir them, and violate the malacha of havara, of igniting and mechab and extinguishing? Am I afraid he's going to do that? Well, if it's not making coals, there's no problem. So the Mishnah therefore says, if I have a kira sheisi kua bekasha v'gavava, I'm firing up with stubble, not real coals. It's not going to turn into coals. It's not wood. Nos dimalea tafshil. You're allowed on Erev Shabbos to put a cooked food. Not a problem. I'm not afraid. I have a pot of cooked food. I'm putting it on the stove, and it's allowed to stay there. And this is not considered what we call shehia, leaving food on the fire, because there's no concern at all. But the gefes uveitzim. But if I have gefes, which is after you squeeze out the oil from the olives, so I have gefes, or uveitzim, which is wood, these things are typically used as coals, then you're not allowed to put the cooked pot of food on top of this on Erev Shabbos, lo yitain until atche yigrof, until you sweep away the coals, o atche yitain as efer, or putting efer ashes on top, what we call grufa or ketuma. Once I cover the coals by putting ashes on them, or I sweep them away, so then there's no concern you're going to stir them, obviously. So then you can put on your cooked food, and we're not afraid that you may stoke the coals further to get the food ready, because the coals are either not there, you swept them away, or you cover them. And of course, Gufa Ketuma is the old, what we call today, is the modern day blech, covering the fire, maybe covering even the knobs, so that there's no concern that I may adjust the flame for the food to get cooked even quicker. Now, what food are we talking about? So Beis Shammai omim chamin avalo tavshil, meaning Beis Shammai says that when we speak about this whole discussion is only regarding, Beis Shammai is more strict, he says only regarding the chamin, hot water. So that means I have water. Water doesn't really need any additional cooking anyway. So Beis Shammai says, yeah, you want to put hot water on top of the blech, meaning you want to put hot water on top of the stove where you swept away the coals or the ash or covered the coals with ashes, that's allowed. Avalo tafshil, cooked food cannot be left on the stove, according to Beis Shammai, at all. Even if you have a blech, even if you swept away the coals or you covered them with ashes. That's Beis Shammai's opinion. We don't follow Beis Shammai, but we follow Beis Hillel as like this. Beis Hillel omim chamin v'tavshil. This halacha applies both to hot water and to cooked food. So basically what the Mishnah is teaching us, according to Beis Hillel, is if I have a cooked food and further cooking is going to benefit it, So here you have to make sure that you cover the fire, or you cover the coals with ashes, or you sweep them out of the way. Now, when would Beis Hillel allow this? Are you telling me that what if the food's fully cooked? So the Gemara explains that that Beis Hillel would prohibit putting the cooked food on top of the coals without covering them or without sweeping them away, even if the food is fully cooked, if it's going to be what we call mitstamek v'riafelo, if further cooking is going to make it better. People like a crunchy chulent or a meat or whatever it is. They like that. So that's going to be a problem. But if it's going to be mitstamek v'ralo, meaning further cooking is just going to ruin it and dry it out, then Beis Hillel would allow you to put it on top of the coals even without a blech, even without removing the coals or covering them with ashes. That's Beis Hillel's position. Beis Shammai omrim notlin avolo machzirin. Now we're talking about not shehiyah, leaving the food on the flame before Shabbos. We're talking about returning the food to the flame. Beis Shammai says, notlin avolo machzirin. Beis Shammai says, yes, when we speak about the hot water, that's only discussing leaving it on the fire. But once you remove the hot water, You can't replace it on the stove because that's what we call mechze kibishul. It's kimivashel. It looks like, now, the water is still hot when you put it back. Of course, if it's cold, cools off, that's going to be a problem. Eshama's chiddush is, even if the food is still, the hot water is still hot, when you took it off the fire, it looks like you're cooking. If I put it back on, you know how to put it back on. Beis Hillel says, if you've removed, you swept the coals out, or you've covered them, you have a blech, then Beis Hillel allows you not only to leave it on the fire, but even to return it to the fire. Now, there are, as the Mefarshim explain, some limitations, according to Beis Hillel, certain conditions that apply in order to return it to the fire when there is this blech, i.e. when the coals have been swept away or they've been covered with ash, and that is, you have to be holding the pot in your hand, you have intention to replace it, you haven't put it down, the food is not has not cooled off, and these are some of the conditions that we speak about to allow what we call chazara. So, Beis Shammai again, note that have a lo machzirin, Beis Hillel omrim ach machzirin, you can even return it. Now, this Mishnah we explain according to the opinion of the Chachamim, of the Rabbanan. However, Hananya learns this Mishnah very differently. Hananya believes that the entire Mishnah is speaking about not Shehiya, but Chazara, but returning to the flame. That's where there's a discussion about a tavshil, a cooked food, even if it's fully cooked, but it cooking it further is going to benefit it. It'll be mitstamek v'yafelo. That's where there's a requirement to have a blech, to have the fire, to have the fire covered, to have the knobs covered, to sweep away the coals instead of putting on ash. But to do Shehiyah before Shabbos, to leave it on where you're afraid you may stoke the coals, says Hananya, I'm not afraid of that as long as the food has been cooked before Shabbos. Kimachol ben drusoi. We remember that a third or a half cooked, third according to Rashi, half cooked according to Rambam. We remember who ben drusoi was. We mentioned him. This bandit who used to eat the food when it was not fully cooked, says Hananya, the food is considered cooked enough when it's machol ben drusoi to allow shehiyah. And I'm not afraid you're going to stoke the coals for the food to be ready on Erev Shabbos because it's already edible before. And there is actually one, not only according to Hananya, according to everybody, there is one exception to this rule anyway of shehiyah, and that is, we don't have to be worried about stoking the coals. If I have basar chaya, I have raw meat, that's not going to be ready anyway. A person has a chulin to just put on the fire. Many poskim will say, that's fine. You can leave that on the fire. No problem of shehiya directly. You don't need a blech. You have to cover the coals, etc. Because I'm not going to stoke the coals. Even if I do, the meat's not going to be ready by tonight. It's still raw. The Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions, that of Hananya and that of the Rabbanan. The Rishonim debate this very issue until this very day. We have this machlokas, whether we allow shehiyah, meaning we allow leaving food cooked on the flame without a blech, Erev Shabbos, if we would allow such a thing, if the food is only machal ben drusai, or it has to be fully cooked, even to the point where as long as the only further cooking is going to be mitznamek v'ralo. This is a question, you have a crock pot. Do I need to line the crock pot for the purposes of shehiyah? Because lining the crock pot, covering the knob, would be this very issue. How much is your chulin cooked before Shabbos? Is this issue of this Mishnah.